next item is conditional use number 1772 LT Associates LLC.
Once again, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have my introductory comments to be made a part of this record for conditional use number 1772.
Sir.
Along with that, sir, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1772 for LT Associates for 258 multifamily units instead of the requested 472 units based upon the record and for the following reasons. My motion is for recommendation of approval of 258 units only, which is based upon a density of 2 units per acre over 129 acres of uplands. As submitted, this application for 472 units exploits wetlands that were originally all a part of one parcel that has been repeatedly subdivided for different projects, and the wetlands wrap around portions of at least 3 other subdivided developments. A portion of these wetlands have no development or recreational value to this project. They can't be built on, are barely contiguous to the project, and are of no direct benefit to this project or its residents. So they should not be included in the density calculations for this project. Given the cumulative impact of current and future developments in this area, I do not feel it is appropriate to recommend additional density under the density trade ordinance number 1920. Instead, more open space and active or passive recreation area should be preserved in this area rather than using increased density here to acquire open space somewhere else. While the bonus density trade ordinance is a good program, this particular location is not suitable given the cumulative effect of the development occurring in the immediate vicinity. Two units per acre based upon the uplands acreage associated with this site promotes and protects the health, safety, convenience, orderly growth, and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. It is also more consistent with the maximum density of existing developments on the outer curve of Gills Neck Road. There's been strong public opposition to this project, and the cumulative effects of the ongoing development of the adjacent properties, with one of the specific concerns on the additional traffic that would be generated. These concerns are legitimate and self-evident given the existing traffic conditions along Kings Highway without the project. For these reasons, the density of 258 units as opposed to the 472 sought by the applicant would be appropriate. Although DLDOT's report on the applicant's traffic impact study identifies a comprehensive set of suggested road improvements that would be required by this developer if the project was approved, the report also confirms that these improvements alone are not sufficient to correct all the current traffic deficiencies or the traffic impacts associated with the application. The applicant has also stated that DLDOT's current capital plan does not allocate any funds towards improving Kings Highway in the vicinity of this site. For this reason, only 258 units and not 472 units is appropriate and will mitigate the traffic impacts of the development on neighboring and adjacent roadways. With the recommended stipulations and conditions, the adverse impact on neighboring and adjacent properties will be minimized. The project will be benefited by on-site amenities, including a playground, tot lot, paved multi-sport court, pool and pool house, and walking, jogging, and bike paths. The project will be served by central water and sewer. The County Engineering Department has indicated there is appropriate capacity for the connection to a county-operated sewer system. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 258 multifamily units within the project. The construction of the project shall be phased with no more than 60 certificates of occupancy being issued within any given calendar year. The applicant shall form a condominium association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, multimodal paths, buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreational facilities, and other common areas. The project shall be connected to the county's central sewer and central water shall be provided. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county and shall be designed and maintained using best management practices to maximize groundwater recharge. All entrances and road improvements shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements. Any bike lanes or multimodal lanes that are contiguous to roadways within the project shall be striped or adequately marked to distinguish those areas from automobile traffic. The interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Street design shall include curbs, sidewalks on both sides of the street, and street lighting. There shall also be interconnectivity with the adjoining properties. The applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscaping design for the project. The entire perimeter shall be surrounded by a 30-foot vegetated buffer. Vegetation to be included in this buffer shall be shown on a landscape plan submitted as part of the final site plan review. All amenities shall be constructed and open to use by residents of the project within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. The existing forested areas that will be preserved shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. There shall be at least a 50-foot buffer from all wetlands. The design of the buffer shall comply with Section 115-193 of the Zoning Code, and it shall be shown on the landscape plan submitted as part of the final site plan review. An area for a school bus stop shall be established with the coordination of a local school district. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. The final site plan shall contain the review and approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question.
Sir.
Number 9 on the fourth page, under A, where you reference that the project shall be phased with no more than 60 certificates of occupancy, it would be a preference that it be building permits, residential building permits.
That's just what I intended. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, we have a motion. Do we hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1772 LT Associates for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Show that the motion carried 4-1. Our next item is